I know I don't have very many fans, judging by the sparsity of hits I get on the Skeeter Daddle blog site, but occasionally someone acknowledges they read something in the Crab Cracker, and then usually they offer me ideas for my next so-called humor sketch. I assume they figure, possibly a bit too accurately, that I've run out of my own ideas. Recently a friend said I should write one about Zumba. I don't actually know jack about Zumba. Of course, I don't know doodly about much of anything, and that hasn't stopped me, but my friend was kind enough not to mention that. We got Zumba down at the South Grange. Looks like a rock concert parking lot out there where they're Zumbaing without the drugs and drinking. I got a buddy who goes, so I asked, "Hey Zorba, what's the deal with this Zumba stuff?" And he looked at me the way Lance Armstrong would look at the jerk who asked him why he didn't just buy himself a Harley. "To meet women," he said, "what else?" Now, I'm not politically opposed to organized exercise. You want to get in shape, I'm okay with it, really. But there is something about group sweating I've never warmed up to. No doubt a personal failing, a flaw in my communal DNA, and probably the reason my career as quarterback in the NFL took a small detour. I drive by a gym and I see those panting bodies cycling maniacally with headphones strapped on next to dozens of other aerobicists, and I get the deja vu of a high school locker room crammed with weak old jock straps and the pheromones of pre-steroid sadists, and I think to myself I'd rather have two teeth extracted without Novocaine than join back in with the athletic crowd. I chop wood, I haul brush and clear land, I build outbuildings and, well, all that old school exercise that wasn't considered exercise, just an active lifestyle. A study recently, and I know we don't believe science anymore, a study recently said exercise for folks who are basically sedentary really didn't offset the deleterious effects of entire days spent in a cubicle or at a desk. Not that you should give up and wait for that aortic stent. Then again, maybe you should do like we do down at Nature's Own Gym of the South End. Quit your job, go back to the land, find your natural aerobic center. The life you save just might be your own.